Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹晚安。
It's a privilege to be with you this Memorial Day weekend.
在这 Memorial Day 的周末，很荣幸能够来到大家当中。
You know, Memorial Day is a special holiday in the States.
在美国，国殇日是一个很特别的假期。
It's to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
这是借着这个日子，我们纪念
those who gave up their life.
他们牺牲了自己的生命。
Now you think about it as we're together.
当我们在一起的时候，我们一同来思想。
There's only one who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
但是真正那个献上了极致的代价的只有一位。
There is only one who voluntarily laid his life down that we may live.
只有一位甘心的把自己的生命摆下，好叫我们可以得到生命。
So when we think about Memorial Day, we have the greatest reason for Memorial Day, us believers.
所以就信徒来讲，当我们想到国殇日时，我们是有个理由，我们来纪念这一日的。
May it be special as we gather in His presence.
盼望我们的聚集是一个特别的聚集。
May we hear His voice.
让我们能够听见他的声音。
May we see his face.
让我们能够看见他的脸目。
And may we be drawn into deeper fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
因为我们能够被他吸引，能够进入主耶稣基督更深的交通。
That's the desire that's on my heart.
这是我心中的负担。
Well, I am Kenny Pittman from Richmond, Virginia.
我是从 Richmond, Virginia 来的 Kenny Pittman。
And I'm here with Jeffrey Pittman from Richmond, Virginia.
那我是跟从Richmond, Virginia 来的 Jeffrey Pittman 一起来。
And we travel together and share together.
我们一同的旅行，一同分享。
And there's one thing I always have to clear up every time we travel together.
每次我们一同旅行的时候，总是有一件事情我都必须要说清楚。
No, he is not my son.
他不是我的儿子。
You don't have to ask me. He's not my son.
你不用再问我了，他不是我儿子。
I'm very proud of him.
那当然，我非常的以他为荣。
He's my brother in Christ.
他是我在基督里的弟兄。
And I'm glad to be with him this weekend.
很高兴这个周末能够跟他一同来这里服侍。
Well, if you'll turn to Psalm 27,
那请我们打开圣经到诗篇27篇。
We'd like to read the whole psalm.
我们要把整篇诗念完。
I'll read a verse and then Brother Ho will read a verse.
我会先念一节，然后侯弟兄翻译一节。
Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障。我还惧谁呢?
When evildoers, mine adversaries, and mine enemies came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell.
那作恶的,就是我的仇敌前来吃我肉的时候,就半跌扑倒。
If a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. If war rise against me, in this I will be confident.
虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。
One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire of Him in His temple.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
For in the day of evil he will hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tent will he keep me concealed, he will set me high upon a rock.
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。将我高举在磐石上。
And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices of shouts of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing psalms unto Jehovah.
现在我得以昂首高过四面的仇敌，我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌歌颂耶和华。
Hear, Jehovah, with my voice do I call. Be gracious unto me and answer me.
耶和华，我用声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听，并求你怜悯我，应允我。
My heart said for thee, seek ye my face. Thy face, O Jehovah, will I seek.
你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Cast me not off, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation.
不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人，你向来是帮助我的。救我的神啊，不要丢弃我，也不要离弃我。
For had my father and mother forsaken me, then thou, Jehovah, taken me up, had taken me up.
我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
Teach me thy way, Jehovah, and lead me in an even path because of mine enemies.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。
Deliver me not over to the will of mine adversaries, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out violence.
求你不要把我交给敌人，遂其所愿，因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。
Unless I had believed to see the goodness of Jehovah in the land of the living.
我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠。
Wait for Jehovah. Be strong and let thy heart take courage. Yea, wait for Jehovah.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Let's have another word of prayer as we begin.
我们开始前再做一点祷告。
Lord, every time we open your word, we have to come just to you.
主啊，每次打开你的话语，我们必须单单地来到你的面前。
Lord, we are utterly dependent upon the Holy Spirit to breathe upon your word and make it living.
主啊，我们只能够依靠圣灵，能够将你的话语变成活泼的道。
We say like Peter said that day when so many were offended and walked away.
就好像彼得在那日，当许多人因你的话而跌倒的时候。
To whom shall we go?
他说，主啊，我们还跟从谁呢？
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
因为在你有永生之道。
So as we open your word,
所以当我们打开你话语的时候。
As we read your word,
当我们读你话的时候。
As we share your word,
我们分享你话的时候。
As we translate your word,
我们翻译你的话的时候。
As we hear your word,
我们听到你话的时候。
May you speak those words of life.
让你将这个生命的话向我们说话。
For this we ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是靠宝贝的耶稣基督的名求告。
Amen.
Amen.
When I was invited to the Memorial Day conference,
当我被受邀请能够来到国殇日的特会的时候，
I began to seek the Lord for what might be on His heart for our time together.
我就开始寻求神，求他能够启示在我心中，我们在一起的时候，我该分享些什么。
And I absolutely believe the Lord spoke directly and personally to me about this matter.
那我相信主是亲自的对我说话，把这个意念放在我心中。
The burden came from just two words in the Bible.
那这样的负担是单单从圣经里面的两个字来的。
And those two words are one thing.
那两个字就是中文就是三个字了，一件事。
I was deeply impressed in my spirit that this was what was on his heart.
在我的灵里面非常的强烈感觉到这是主要我说的。
And the more I considered it, the more I realized this is the secret of the Bible.
在我那里越默想的时候越明白这个就是圣经里面的秘密。
This is the greatest secret of the Old Testament characters.
这是在旧约里面各个人物他们最大的秘密。
And this is the secret of the greatest New Testament character.
那同样也是在新约里面那些伟大圣徒他们的秘密。
And brothers and sisters, my burden is not to come and tell you about just different characters.
那弟兄姐妹们，我这次来并不是要告诉你们这个人物或那个人物。
The burden the Lord has placed upon my heart.
主将他的负担放在我的心中。
Is this would be your secret?
是这一个也能够成为你的秘密。
And this would be my secret.
成为我的秘密。
And together it would be our secret.
那我们能够一同的成为我们的秘密。
I don't think it's any surprise to any of you that we're living in difficult days.
我想我们每个人都知道我们现今的时代是困难的。
We are living in challenging times.
这是一个艰难的时代。
We experience the overwhelming demands of life.
生活对我们的要求有时候要把我们淹没。
We see, experience testing and trials and great troubles, it seems like, on every side.
我们看到试探，我们看到试炼，在各处都有各式各样的困难。
And the Bible has a secret for these kinds of days.
但是在圣经里面，它有一个奥秘是专门为这个日子预备。
And that secret is one thing.
这就是那一件事。
If we're clear about this one thing,
如果我们能够很清楚地认识这一件事,
we can live a victorious Christian life.
我们就能够过一个得胜的基督徒生活。
If we're clear about this one thing,
如果我们能够清楚地知道这一件事,
we can have a vibrant testimony among the people of God that we meet with.
那我们就能够在圣徒的会中有活泼的见证。
I'm so thankful that this phrase is in the Bible.
那我很感谢这一个词是在圣经里面。
Both Old Testament and New Testament.
在旧约也有，新约也有。
Above everything else, brothers and sisters, I want this to be a word of encouragement.
所以对弟兄姐妹们，最重要的是我盼望这是能够成为大家的鼓励。
All of us are being tested greatly.
我们都有经过试炼。
Believers all over the world are being tested like they've never been tested before.
那全世界各处的信徒都在遭遇各样的逼迫跟试炼。
And there's a secret that can make us overcome in the Lord.
但是呢，有一个秘密，我们把握住了，能够叫我们在主里面能够成为得胜。
And there's a secret that can make us stand in the day of evil.
叫我们在患难的日子能够站立得住。
This is the burden the Lord has placed upon my heart.
这是主放在我心里的负担。
I'm thankful the Lord just didn't leave us to our own devices after He saved us.
我感谢主，他拯救我们以后，他并没有把我们放在一旁不管。
Expecting us to do our best and just get through.
只是要我们在那里拼命的努力，好叫我们能够，也许能够存活下来。
In the middle of all of our troubles,
在我们所遭遇的各式各样的患难当中,
He provides the greatest mercy,
他赐给我们了极大的怜悯,
the most amazing grace,
最奇妙最奇异的恩典,
inexhaustible divine provision for every circumstance,
在各样的环境下, 从神那里所来的那个, 没有穷尽的供应,
and the very secret,to living the Christian life.
这是要我们能够活出一个基督徒生命的一个秘密。
This is not just some kind of high, unreachable ideal.
那这并不是什么很高很远我们所摸不到的一个观念。
It was the secret revealed through the characters in the Bible again and again.
这是在圣经里面的人物一次又一次的向我们启示出来的秘密。
They went through overwhelming circumstances.
他们也经过了好像不能够胜过的环境。
Yet those that knew this secret overcame in their circumstances.
但那些把握住这个秘密的人，他们就能够胜过他们的环境。
And their eternal testimony validates this one glorious secret.
所以他们所留下来这永远的见证就证实了这一个荣耀的秘密。
Now we're going to just look at a few people in the Bible.
那我们在圣经里面我们只是要看几个人物。
I think there are a few key people.
那几个关键性的人物。
There's no more important person in the Old Testament than David.
那在圣经里面这几个是最重要的人物。
Here's David's secret.
那这里是大卫的秘密。
In verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord.
在第四节这里讲到有一件事我曾求耶和华。
That will I seek after.
我仍要寻求。
That I might behold the beauty of the Lord.
叫我能够瞻仰他的荣美。
And to inquire of him in his temple.
能够在他的殿里求问。
There's another character in the Bible we'll look at.
那我们还要再看另一个人物。
It's Mary of Bethany.
伯特利的玛利亚。
You might know her as Lazarus' sister.
你知道她是拿撒勒的姐姐。
The Lord said about Mary this awesome thing.
那主怎么样评论玛利亚?
He said one thing is needful.
他说有一件不可少的事。
And she has chosen that one good part.
而玛利亚已经拣选了这一上好的事。
Then there's the Apostle Paul.
当然还有使徒保罗。
You know, Paul might be the most influential Christian that ever lived.
我们知道保罗可能是在世上最有影响力的基督徒。
Certainly, this one who wrote 13 books of the New Testament.
当然他一个人就写了新约里面的13卷书信。
Is the chief proponent of Christianity.
因着他所以基督教得以广传。
And his testimony was this.
他的见证是这样子的。
But this one thing I do.
但我只有一件事。
Forgetting what lies behind.
就是忘记背后。
I press on to the goal.
努力面前向着标杆直跑。
Of the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
我要得到神在基督耶稣里所召我要得的奖赏。
Do you think that phrase is important?
所以你觉得这句话是不是很重要?
I think it's vastly important.
那我相信它是非常非常的重要的。
And I think if we lay hold of it,
我相信如果我们把握住了,
it'll change our life.
它就改变我们的生命。
It'll establish us in the Lord.
它叫我们能够在主里面能够建立。
It'll strengthen our testimony together as believers.
他让我们能够一同信徒们一同的见证能够强而有力。
And we'll know the secret of the Bible.
我们如果能够知道圣经所启示的秘密。
The fourth person we'll look at this weekend.
那第四个我们要看的人物。
Is the rich young ruler.
是一个年轻有钱的少年的官。
It's sort of a negative story with a tremendous message.
那这个呢是一个负面的教材来告诉我们一个极大的教训。
The Lord looked at it.
主看着他。
And he said, one thing thou lackest.
他跟他说有一件事你还没有。
And only at the end did he reveal the greatest secret of the Bible.
所以然后主就启示了圣经里面最大的一个秘密。
Well, that's the outline for this weekend.
所以这一个大概就是我这个周末要跟大家分享的。
May the Lord help us.
让主帮助我们。
Well, first of all, let's look at David.
首先，先让我们来看大卫。
I think there are three things about David that are important when we consider this.
当我们考虑大卫的时候，我想有三件事情，三个方面我们要考虑。
One thing about David in Psalm 27 is his terrifically difficult circumstances.
第一件事我们注意到在诗篇27篇里面是大卫所面对他极其艰难的环境。
That's the first thing we'll look at.
第一件事情。
The other thing about David,
那关于大卫的第二件事,
is David reveals his greatest secret.
就大卫把他最深的秘密写明了。
And it was the secret that held him through everything.
在这一个就是使他能够在各样的试炼当中站立得住的秘密。
And the last thing about David,
那关于大卫的第三件事,
is we see an incredible testimony that God says of David in the Bible.
是我们看到大卫的见证是神怎么样子说到他奇妙的见证。
Now brothers and sisters, I believe that testimony, when we get to it, is to be your testimony.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我相信当我们看到大卫的见证的时候，那也是你我的见证。
It's to be my testimony.
是我的见证。
It's to be our testimony.
是我们的见证。
And if it is,
如果是的话,
indeed we will be overcomers.
那我们就成为得胜者。
Now let's look at David's circumstance.
我们先看一下大卫所处的环境。
You can't read Psalm 27 without coming to one conclusion.
我们读到诗篇二十七篇的时候，你一定会注意到这一件事。
He had terrifically difficult circumstances.
就是他的环境是极其的困难。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you think you go through a lot, just read David's life.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你觉得你现在的处境很艰难的话，你只要读读大卫的生平。
Terrifically difficult.Circumstance.
那是十分十分的艰难。
There's one phrase in Psalm 27 that keeps coming up over and over again.
在诗篇二十七篇里面有一个词是不断的反复的出现。
And that one phrase reveals his terrifically difficult circumstances.
那个词就说明了他的处境是何等的艰难。
Some of you might not like underlining in your Bible, but you can underline this. You have permission.
我知道我们当中有的人不喜欢画圣经，但今天你们可以把这个字画起来。
He repeats over and over.
他不断地讲。
Mine enemies.
我的敌人。
And mine adversaries.
或是我的仇敌。
Look at verse 2.
第二节。
When evildoers, mine adversaries, and mine enemies came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell.
那作恶的，就是我的仇人敌人，前来吃我肉的时候，就半跌扑倒。
Look at verse 3.
然后再看第三节。
If a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. If war rise against me, in this will I be confident.
虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。
Look at verse 6.
第六节。
And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me.
现在我得以昂首高过四面的仇敌。
Look at verse 11.
再看第十一节。
Teach me thy way, Jehovah, and lead me in an even path because of mine enemies.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。
Look at verse 12.
再看第十二节。
Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies or adversaries.
求你不要将我交给敌人或者仇敌。
One thing we can conclude about David,
所以我们从此可以得到一个结论
，is he was under constant assault from the enemy.
就是他的仇敌是不断的在攻击他。
It was his own testimony.
这是大卫亲口做的见证。
Over and over in this landmark psalm of him, his, he said, mine enemies, my adversaries.
一次两次三次在这一首大卫出名的诗歌里面他不断地讲到我的仇敌我的敌人。
When you read his story in 1 Samuel, you begin to discover that David is a hunted man.
当我们读到撒母耳前书的时候撒母耳记上的时候我们就会看到大卫是一个被追杀的人。
I must be giving our brother trouble. He was hunted and pursued by his enemy.
他的仇敌在那里追他，在那里要杀他。
You remember David became the object of Saul's rage as he saw his own kingdom slipping away.
我们知道当扫罗看到他那个国度从他手中流失的时候，他对大卫大大的发怒，要杀大卫。
Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10. I'll give you a few examples.
我们看一下撒母耳记上第十章，我们来看一些例子。
1 Samuel chapter 18.
对不起，第十八章。
Verse 10 and 11.
第十节跟第十一节。
And it came to pass the next day that an evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. But David played with his hand as on the other days, and the spear. was in Saul's hand, and Saul cast the spear and thought, I will smite David and the wall, but David turned away from him twice.
这里讲到次日从神那里来的恶魔大大降临在扫罗身上，他就在家中胡言乱语，大卫照常弹琴，扫罗手里拿着枪，扫罗把枪一抡，心里说，我要将大卫刺透，钉在墙上，大卫躲避他两次。
Here is David the minstrel.
我们看到大卫在这里弹琴。
He was no threat to Saul.
他对扫罗是完全没有威胁的。
And he was playing music to calm Saul.
他在那里弹着琴，是要使扫罗的心能够静下来。
And Saul, possessed by a demonic spirit, hurled the spear at David.
但是呢，那个恶魔降临到扫罗的身上，他就抡着枪要杀大卫。
I don't imagine in your circumstances so many people are hurling spears at you.
我想在你自己的环境里面大概不会有很多人要拿着枪来把你刺透吧。
Look at verse 12.
我们再看第十二节。
And Saul was afraid of David because Jehovah was with him.
他讲说扫罗惧怕大卫，因为耶和华是与大卫同在。
And had departed from Saul, and Saul removed him from him, and made him a captain over 1,000, and he went out and came in before the people.
因为耶和华离开了扫罗，所以扫罗使大卫离开自己，立他为千夫长，他就领兵出路。
And David prospered in all his ways, and Jehovah was with him.
大卫做事无不精明，耶和华也与他同在。
This is what enraged Saul.
这个反而叫扫罗更生气。
There was never a more perfect natural man to be king.
因为在这里没有一个更适合的天然的人做王的。
He had all the gifts.
因为扫罗有各样的恩赐。
He had all the talents.
他有各样的才能。
Perfect in countenance.
他的才貌双全。
And yet, with what he did, he lost his kingdom.
但是因他所行的事情，这个国度从他手中拿去。
And he saw in David the one thing that he wanted.
他在大卫的身上看到了那一件事是他想要的。
And that one thing that he wanted was Jehovah was with him.
因为他所要的，就是在大卫身上看到耶和华与大卫同在。
You know, David was driven from the king's presence and hunted like an animal.
所以我们晓得大卫就被赶出了王的面，然后就被追赶。
You remember in the cave of Adullam?
那你记得在亚多兰洞里面
？David, this future king, was a fugitive.
所以在大卫这个将来的王，这个时候不过是一个逃犯。
You remember the 400 that came to him?
那你记得有400个人来到大卫那里。
Everyone who was in distress.
那里讲到说他们是丧气的。
And everyone who was in debt.
他是欠债的。
And every one of embittered spirit collected round him.
那些心里有苦毒的，那些围绕着大卫。
Can you imagine David's circumstances?
你能够想象大卫所处的光景吗？
Living in a cave.
住在一个洞里面。
But living in that cave.
但在洞里面。
God transformed this 400 ragtag group.
但是神就将这个400个这个匪徒
into the mighty men of valor.
成为大能的勇士。
And he transformed this David.
而且他把大卫改变。
This future king through his circumstances.
借着这些环境造就大卫。
Into the mightiest warrior that ever lived.
成为以色列里面最大能的勇士。
You know, it wasn't just his enemies.
并不光是他的仇敌。
It wasn't just that strangers were his enemies.
也不是说他的敌人也不光是那些陌生人，他不认识的人。
Think of his own son, Absalom.
甚至他自己的儿子亚撒龙。
He tried to make himself king and he lifted up his hand against the king.
所以亚撒龙就自立为王，举手要杀大卫。
His own family.
是他自己家中的人。
His third son.
是他第三个儿子。
And you remember, because of that discretion, Absalom was slain.
那我们也知道，因为这件事，所以亚撒龙就被杀。
And yet David, inconsolable and filled with unrestrained grief, said this.
但是大卫是不肯受安慰，充满了忧伤。他这样说。
Oh, my son Absalom.
我儿亚撒龙啊。
My son Absalom.
我儿亚撒龙啊。
Would I have died instead of you, oh Absalom?
我宁可为你所死亚撒龙啊。
My son.
我儿亚撒龙。
Think of his circumstances. Now, do you think your circumstances are difficult?
所以你想想看大卫所处的环境，然后再想想我们自己所处的环境有这么困难吗？
Another son, his fourth son,
他第四个儿子
came up against him, Adonijah, pardon me. In the south we speak slow and we don't always get our words out.
亚多尼亚，对不起，我们在南边讲话的比较慢，所以有时候
He determined to be king.
他也想做王。
Instead of Solomon.
不愿意所罗门做王。
His own family became his enemies.
这些都是他家里的人做他的仇敌。
And in Psalm 27, there's an incredible verse.
所以在第诗篇的27篇里面，我们看到这条奇妙的经文。
It's verse 10.
第十节。
It says, For had my father and my mother forsaken me, then had Jehovah taken me up.
他那里说，我的父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
Not only did Saul pursue him,
不仅仅是说扫罗要追他。
Not only did two sons become his enemy,
不仅仅是他两个儿子做他的敌人。
But I think if you understand the spirit of this verse, you understand that David was forsaken by his family.
所以你要了解这句话的背后的意思，就是说大卫是被他自己的家都抛弃的人。
You may think that's dramatic license.
那你像你会觉得这实在是太戏剧化。
But if you read the word of God, you discover it's not.
但是如果你读了神的话的话，你就会发现那它是真实的。
Do you remember when Samuel called Jesse to bring the sons before him?
所以你记得撒母耳叫耶西把自己的儿子带到他面前的时候。
You remember he did that because God had rejected Saul.
为什么呢？因为神已经拒绝了扫罗为王。
And God had chosen a king from the sons of Jesse.
所以神就从耶西的儿子当中要立一位为王。
You remember there were eight sons.
所以你记得耶西有八个儿子。
You remember Jesse brought seven sons to him.
但是呢，耶西只把七个儿子带到撒母耳面前。
You remember he began with Eliab.
他把先是以拉雅把他带出来
，the perfect one，
是他觉得最完美的。
And as he went through all seven of those sons, and he came to the end, Samuel said, "Is this all?"
但是等到这个七个儿子都介绍完了以后，撒母耳说：“就只是这些人吗
？”Are there any more sons？
还有别的儿子吗？
And Jesse had forgotten the shepherd in the field.
耶西就忘掉了他在田野牧羊的小儿子。
You see, a shepherd's business is never ends.
因为我们要知道，牧羊人的工作是做不完的。
All the seven brothers were enjoying Jerusalem and all the family things.
所以所有的这个其他的七个儿子都在家中，都在耶路撒冷。
And David was with the sheep.
但大卫在那个时候却是跟羊群在一起
，abandoned with the sheep，
他好像被抛弃了，与羊同在。
For had my father and mother forsaken me, then had Jehovah taken me up。
我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
Brothers and sisters, I remember this verse vividly.
弟兄姐妹，我清清楚楚地记得这节经文。
Not long ago, I and the other leading brothers in Richmond were counseling this troubled young lady.
在没有不久以前，我们在Richmond 教会的一个带领的弟兄在那里帮助一个年轻的姐妹。
This girl's circumstances were terrible.
因为这个女孩子她的环境，她现在遭遇的光景非常的可怜。
16 years old.
她只有16岁。
Only 16 years old.
仅仅16岁。
In and out of mental institutions.
但是呢进出那个精神医院好几次了。
So much trouble, she couldn't stay in school.
她有许多的问题，她没办法待在学校里。
Her mother and father abandoned her.
她的父母离弃她。
She lived with her great grandmother.
她跟她的祖父母一起住。
And mostly with her grandmother.
大部分的时候其实是跟祖母。
And I remember this hard young lady before us.
那我记得这一个年轻的女孩子。
And the Spirit of the Lord brought this verse to my attention.
那么这一个主的灵就把
And I looked her in the eye.
我看着她的眼睛。
And I said, Jessica.
我跟她说 ,Jessica.
I said, if your father and mother forsake you.
如果你的父母离弃你。
Jehovah will take you up.
但耶和华必收留你。
This hard young lady.
这一个很辛苦的这个年轻的孩子。
Was broken.
在那里整个人就好像破碎了。
And wept.
哭了。
And I said, Jessica, this is God's secret for you.
那我告诉他说 ,Jessica, 这就是神要赐给你的秘密。
David discovered the greatest secret, he tells us in Psalm 27.
大卫把他自己所发现的秘密在诗篇27篇告诉我们。
He discovered the secret that is told in the Bible.
他发现了在圣经里面所启示出来的秘密。
That secret that God spoke to Moses.
这也是神对摩西所启示的秘密。
And he said, I will never leave you.Or forsake you.
他跟摩西说我必不撇下你也不离开你。
That same secret, he spoke to Joshua.
同样的神又对约书亚也说了同样的应许。
As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
我如何的与摩西同在我也必与你同在。
I will never leave you.
我必不撇下你。
Or forsake you.
也不丢弃你。
You remember when you come to the New Testament.
那我们又记得等到了新约的时候。
It's not just the secret of the Old Testament.
因为这个不光是在旧约里面的秘密。
It's the secret of the New Testament.
它也是新约里面的秘密。
You remember that anonymous anointed writer of Hebrews.
你记得那个受神所膏那个无名的希伯来书的作者。
He revived that irrevocable secret.
他又把这一个没有不可取代的秘密再一次显明出来。
In Hebrews 13:5, as he was closing out all of his thoughts,
在希伯来书13章第五节，当他到了讲到希伯来书的末了的时候，
he revived this great secret.
他又把这个秘密再一次的
and he said, as it is written,
他说如同经上所记，
I will never leave you or forsake you.
他说我必不离弃你也不撇弃你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
This is the secret that David discovered.
这个就是大卫所发现的秘密。
You may be forgotten by man.
人也许会忘了你。
You may be forgotten by your father and mother, believe it or not.
甚至你的父亲跟你的母亲都忘记你。
You may be forgotten by your family, believe it or not.
甚至你的家庭都忘了你。
But there is one.
但有一位。
There is the Almighty.
是那全能的神。
And the promise of the Bible is, I will never leave you or forsake you.
那圣经的应许说我必不撇下你也不离弃你。
So in David's circumstance,
所以在大卫的困难的环境下,
these are the two great things he discovered.
这就是他所发现的 两件重要的事。
He discovered the Lord is with me.
他发现了耶和华与他同在。
Brothers and sisters, that's enough.
弟兄姐妹们，这就足够了。
In what you have to go through every day.
不管你每天要经过些什么样子的情况。
No matter how difficult or trying.
不管这个试炼试探有多强。
If you discover in the midst of it, the Lord is with me.
如果你在经历的当中你发现主与我同在。
If you can say like David.
如果你能够跟大卫一样说。
In Psalm 23 verse 4.
诗篇的第23篇的第四节。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
What could he base it on?
他根据什么讲这句话？
He gave the secret.
他把他的秘密告诉我们。
The one secret.
就是这一个秘密。
The Lord, for thou art with me.
因为主耶和华，因为你与我同在。
Well, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
this is what I think Psalm 27 is about.
我觉得这就是诗篇27篇要教我们的。
Impossible circumstances.
在不可能的情况下。
But in those impossible circumstances,
在极度艰难不可能的情况下,
you can do what David did.
你可以行大卫所行的事。
You can discover two things.
你也可以发现这两件事情。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
There's not a better secret.
也没有比这更美好的秘密。
You can discover another thing.
而且你还会发现另外一件事。
I will never leave you.
我不会离弃你。
Or forsake you.
我不会离开你，也不会撇弃你。
When does my time end?
I think it's 9:30. It's another about 30 minutes.
Okay.Just checking the clock.
我只是要查一下时间。
Then we go to the next part.
然后我们再到下一段。
In the midst of this incredible psalm,
在这个非常奇妙的诗的中段
is one of the most glorious verses in the whole of the Bible.
我们看到了一个在整本圣经里面极其荣耀的一句经文。
David reveals his greatest secret.
大卫将他里面的秘密告诉我们。
One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of him in his temple.
然后有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
There is no more important scripture in David's life.
在大卫的一生当中，没有比这句话更重要的经文。
This one scripture sums up David's life.
这一节经文就讲明了大卫的一生。
It's one secret expressed in one verse.
这是这一个秘密由一节经文讲出来。
That made and motivated the man.
这个就是带给大卫力量。
Now there's an interesting thing in the English versions.
在英文的圣经里面有一个有意思的事情。
You may have noticed I use the Darby version.
我不知道你们注意到没有，我用的是达密的翻译。
When you look at it, it says one thing.
当你读的时候，它讲到一件事。
And the thing, the word thing is in square brackets.
但是呢把那个一件事的那个事啊又用一个方框框框起来。
When I was first saved, I read King James Version.
当我刚得救的时候我用的是King James 的版本。
Of course, that's a long time ago. That was 1972.
当然那个时候是1972年是很久以前。
Half of you may not have been born.
我们当中大概有一半的人都还没生出来。
And the strange thing is I memorized so many verses in the King James Version. You may have noticed I was slipping in and out of King James and Darby.
所以但是呢因为我背了许多的经文是King James 的翻译的。所以你会发现我引用经文的时候有时候会用 Darby 的有时候会用King James 的。
So in the King James Version, the word thing is italicized.
但是呢，在King James 的翻译里面呢，那个一件事的那个事啊，是斜体字。
In the Darby Version, as I said, it's in square brackets.
那我在达比的翻译里面呢，它就是用一个方框框框起来。Now
what that means is the translators added this word to make it clearer.
所以什么意思呢？意思就是说翻译的人啊，把这件这个字加进去，好让它的文理比较通顺。But
I think in some ways it takes away from it.
但我觉得。 反可能加了以后，反而把它原来的意思混淆了。
The original just means one，
因为原来的意思就是有读一个
，It's just one，
只有这一个字一
，There's not a second choice，
那并不是说有第二个选择
，There's not a second place，
也没有第二个地方
，It we changed since I was a little boy，
那当然，时代已经改变了很多。
Don't any of you teachers get mad at me?
I'm sorry?
Never mind, that wasn't important. But now we feel everybody has to get a trophy.
但是到了现在的时候，好像每一个比赛的人都得拿到一个奖杯啊。
You know, you can't be second place anymore. It'll hurt your fragile ego.
因为现在你不能够拿第二名啊，拿了第二名啊，小小的心灵会受伤。
But with David, the secret was one.
但对大卫来讲，那个秘密是只有一
，one and only secret.
是一个独一的.
When you read it, it says to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
那这一是什么事呢？是住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
是能够瞻仰他的荣美.
And to inquire of him in his temple.
能够在他的殿里求问.
Now you may not know this, but I'm an engineer.
也许你不晓得，但其实我是个工程师。
I don't understand words, but I understand numbers.
那我也许不是文学不好，但我对数字很敏感。
And to me, that looks like three things.
那当我读的时候，这不是三件事吗？
But brothers and sisters, it's one thing.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这是那一件事。
All of this is one thing to David.
这整个东西。
As a matter of fact, it's not a thing at all.
严格的说来，这其实不是什么事情。
In Christianity, we're always talking about this thing or that thing.
在基督教里面，我们常常喜欢讲这一件事或那一件事。
Or this new thing.
或有一个新的事情。
Or this new method.
或一个新的方法。
With David, the one was a person.
但对大卫来讲，那独一的是一个有位格的。David's
secret was a passion for God Himself.
大卫的秘密，是他对神的渴慕渴想。Brothers
and sisters, this is what we need.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们所需要的。I
hate that the world has stolen that word passion and made it a dirty word.
那对于这个世界来讲，他们把热情这个字，把它变成好像一个不好的字眼。We
need to be a passionate people.
但我们其实是应该是蛮有热情的人，有火热的心。David
was above all a passionate man.
因为大卫就是一个心里火热的人。He
said, "One thing have I desired."
他说我只渴慕一件事情。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
叫我能够瞻仰他的荣美。
I hope every one of you are passionate for Christ.
我真是盼望我们当中每一个人都对着基督有一个火热的心。
This is the one secret that will take you through everything.
因为这个就是能够叫你能够胜过一切试炼的秘密。
I remember Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2.
我记得诗篇的42篇的第一节第二节。
As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God.
他说，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
Verse 2.
第二节,
my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
我的心可想神，就是永生神。 我几时得朝见神呢?
I'll tell you a little personal story.
我跟大家分享一个关于我自己的小故事。
As a young believer, I read a book that transformed or helped transform my Christian life.
当我刚得救的时候，我读了一个小册子，那这个帮助我改变了我基督徒的生活。
It was A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God.
这是陶素所写的渴慕神。
Have you all read The Pursuit of God? You can raise your hand. I'd like to.
请你举手。
I see half a dozen or a dozen have read The Pursuit of God.
大概有半打一打的人读过。
It changed my life.
那改变了我的整个基督徒生活。
I realized what God was after was a people that was passionate for Him.
我在那里明白神所要寻找的是那些心里火热寻求神的人。
A people that were on fire for Him.
为了他的缘故，那心里如同火烧。
That book changed my life.
所以那本书改变了我的生命。
And these verses in Psalm 42 are the text verses.
那这里的诗篇的42篇的第一节第二节就是那本书里面所用的经文。
Listen to what Tozer said.
那陶素是怎么讲的呢?
He made a remarkable statement.
他在那里呢讲了一些非常奇妙的事情。
I haven't mentioned this for years, but it's just as powerful as when I first read it.
那我已经很久没有读这一段了，但是我再读的时候那我的感受就好像我当初读的时候一样。
Listen to the humility of this man.
你听听看这一个人他的谦卑。
This book is a modest attempt to aid God's hungry children so to find him.
这一本书啊是一个谦卑的努力啊是想帮助神那些饥渴的儿女们能够找到他。
Nothing here is new except the sense that it is a discovery which my own heart made of spiritual realities most delightful and wonderful to me.
那在这里呢我这本书里面所讲的都没有什么新的东西如果有的话只有一个是我自己心中所发现的叫这些属灵的实际能够真的是叫人满足叫人稀奇叫人喜悦
Listen to what he said
他是怎么讲的
Others before me have gone much further into these holy mysteries than I have done
他说在我以前有许多人在这一个神圣的奥秘里面走得更远。
But if my fire is not large, it is yet real.
但是我的火即使不大却是真实。
And there may be some.
那也许会有一些人。
Those who can light their candle at its flame.
同样的他们的蜡烛也能够被这个火点起来。
Brothers and sisters, that's the burden on my heart.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这也是我心中的负担。
It may not be strong.
也许这个火不强。
It is nevertheless real.
但是这是一个真实的火焰。
And I can see it in David.
同样我在大卫的身上看到。
And I want this to be my own secret.
我愿意这一个东西成为我自己里面的秘密。
It is the secret.
就是那一个秘密
To behold the beauty of the Lord
叫能够瞻仰主的荣美
We spend so much effort counseling
我们花了太多的我们在那里努力的要帮助人陪人家谈话
We spend so much time trying to tell people what they ought to do and not do
我们花了许多的时间告诉别人该做什么事不该做什么事
But let me tell you a secret
但是让我告诉大家一个秘密
If you would just behold the beauty of the Lord, you would be changed forever.
但是如果你能够瞻仰主的荣美，你就会改变，直到永远。
That's the secret.
这个就是那个秘密。
That's the one thing.
这就是那一件事。
That's what David was possessed by.
这就是大卫被这件事抓住了。
There was a similar life-changing experience for the assembly in Richmond.Years ago that shaped our vision.
那么在许多年以前也是同样的一件事也改变了我们在 Richmond 的聚会的意向。
It comes from this hymn, our brother and sister led us to sing.
那是从我们所唱的诗歌，那一首诗歌，我们刚唱过那首诗歌来的。
It's A.B. Simpson's hymn himself.
那里就是 A.B. Simpson 写的这个诗歌 himself 他自己。
You know, when I was a young believer, 21 years old.
当我还21岁的时候，刚刚信主。
And I'm 67 now.
那我现在已经67岁了。
I remember there were some dear old sisters. I thought they were ancient.
我记得有一些非常可尊重的老姐妹们。
I think they were 50 years old.
我觉得她们非常老了，大概50岁。
And one day those sisters began to share with us a secret that changed the assembly in Richmond.
那么但是呢那一天呢那个姐妹分享了一个秘密那改变了整个 Richmond 的聚会。
They said the one thing is himself.
她讲到那一件事是她自己。
It's not two things.
不是两件事。
It's not three things.
也没有三件事。
It's one.
就只有一个。
It's Christ alone.
就是基督唯独基督。
That's the secret.
就是这个秘密。
He's enough.
就够了他就够了。
I remember we used to all carry that poem himself in our Bibles.
The poem.
Poem. It's a poem.
我记得我们每个人都把这个诗这一首诗啊夹在我们的圣经里面。
And I remember we used to sing this hymn.Over and over.
然后我记得我们就是反反复复的唱这一首诗。
Once it was the blessing.
前所要的是祝福。
Now it is the Lord.
今要主自己。
Once it was the feeling.
前所要的是感觉。
Now it is His word.
现在要主的话。
Once His gifts I wanted.
前所贪求他的恩赐。
Now the giver own.
现在要的是那赐恩者。
Once I sought for healing.
前所寻求是医治。
Now himself alone.
现在就单单寻求他。
I can't help but think that was David's secret.
那我自己的感觉好像大卫在唱这首诗。
You know, the Bible teaches a very great secret.
你知道圣经把这个大的秘密告诉我们
It's simple.
是一个很简单的秘密。
The Bible says the Lord is your portion.
那里说耶和华是你杯中的份。
Is that enough?
就够了吗
?In whatever circumstances you find?
无论你发现你自己所处的环境是怎么样。
Is that enough to get you through life?
这个是不是就足以能够带领你经过你的一生?
Is that enough to carry you into eternity victorious?
这句话是不是就足能够带你能够得胜的进入永生?
I believe it's enough.
我相信是足够的。
Well, this is what I believe David's story is about.
我也相信这就是大卫他的生平所告诉我们。
But you know, it wasn't just a passion for the Lord.
但我们晓得这也不光是他对主一个火热的心。
He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord.
他说有一件事我曾寻求耶和华。
That will I ask for.
那我仍然要寻求。
To dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
Not only did he have a passion for the Lord himself,
他不仅仅是心中的火热的追求主
but he had a passion for the house of God.
他对神的家也有火热的心
So much was that passion for the house of God,
他对神的殿有这么样子的热心
that David prepared for the rest of his days for the building of the house of God.
所以大卫德国以后将他的余生就在那里预备要建神的殿。
And you remember the story.
那你们记得他那一段故事。
Because he was a man of war, he was disallowed to build the temple.
因为他战争杀人流血所以耶和华禁止他造殿。
And his son Solomon built the temple.
乃是他的儿子所罗门建的那殿。
But that did not restrain God from saying the most marvelous thing about David.
但是呢，即使如此，神仍然讲论大卫的时候，讲了极隆美的事。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 8, it says this.
在历代志下六章八节。
Whereas it was in thy heart to build a house unto my name.
他说因你心中要为我建殿。
Thou didst well that it was in thy heart.
Give me a moment.
2 Chronicles 6 verse 8. I finally discovered the water under here. Thank you very much.
6, 8.
Verse 8.
2 Chronicles 6. 历代志下的第六章的第八节。耶和华对我父大卫说，你立意要为我的名建殿，这意思甚好。
So you see, these two passions are one thing.
所以你可以看到这个一件事的两面。
A passion for the Lord himself.
一方面是对主自己的一个火热的心。
And a passion for the house of God.
另外一个是对神的殿一个火热的心。
I think it's very precious. I had no idea, as a matter of fact.
那我觉得这非常的宝贝，因为其实我不晓得。
That our brother Godwin's son was going to be talking about church life.
我们的孙弟兄要来这里跟我们分享关于教会的生活。
And the Lord laid this burden of one thing on my heart.
那主将这个一件事的这一个负担放在我心里。
These are not two things.
那这不是两件事。
These are one thing.
这是一件事。
This is what God is looking for in a people.
这就是神在他的百姓当中所寻找的。
Have you discovered the house of God in reality?
你是不是在实际里面看见了神的殿？
Do you know what it's like?To enjoy the fellowship of brethren being built together.
那你知道这弟兄姐妹的彼此相交，一同建造的甜美。
Do you know the blessing of fellowship in the church of God?
那你知道在自己的教会当中，那个交通所带来的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, you can't live this Christian life by yourself.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们必须知道，没有人能够单独的一个人。做一个基督徒,
you will fail.
你一定会失败。
God is not looking for hermits.
神不是在那里找一些独居的人。
He's looking for people.
他是在找一群百姓。
A habitation for God in the Spirit.
是神能够在灵里面得以居住的所在。
That's why these things are so important.
所以为什么这些事是这么样子的重要?
Now I've only been up.To Iceland one time, so I may have told this story.
那我也许我要讲的故事，也许我已经讲过了。
My wife likes to say that she likes to tell me when my stories I need to stop telling them.
那很多时候，我太太就跟我提醒我说，你这个故事已经讲太多次了。
She thinks they're like milk in the supermarket that's time stamped, used by this date.
他觉得我的故事啊，应该像在超级市场里面卖的牛奶一样啊，是有一个过期的日期的。
So wherever I go and she's not with me, I'm at liberty to say.
但是呢，只要不管我去哪里，如果他不跟我在一起的时候，那时候我就可以自由的讲了。
I remember the story about Brother Nee when he went to England.
然后我记得这个尼弟兄去英国的时候的一个故事。
And you may have heard of a man by the name of George Cutting.
也许你听过这一个人，他叫这个人叫 George Cutting.
George Cutting lived in from 1843 to 1934.
他是从1840几年到1930几年的时候。
He wrote a famous large tract, Safety, Certainty, and Enjoyment.
那他写了一个很出名的一个单章哈，基督徒的单章。
And the story is this.
那故事是这样的。
Brother Nee went and was with him at his near death.
那个时候，当尼弟兄去拜访他时，他已经快死了。
And Brother Cutting, that dear man of God,
那这个Cutting 弟兄，这是神所爱的弟兄
，was slipping in and out of consciousness.
他的时候意志已经模糊了。
And he would begin to say, "I cannot live without the Lord.
那他就有嘴巴就喃喃自语的说，我没有办法离开主而活。
And then he would say, and he cannot live without me.
然后他又会说，但是主也不能够没有我而活。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
I think all of us would agree, I cannot live without the Lord.
那每个人都会同意说，我没有主，不行活。
But do you know the Lord has chosen us to be His eternal habitation?
但你知道主已经拣选我们做他永远的居所。
He cannot live without us.
他没有我们，他也不能够在地而活。
Amazing secret.
这是一个奇妙的秘密。
And it's so impressed, Brother Nee.
那这个在尼弟兄的心里面留下了极深的印象。
When he went back to China, he had greater revelation.
所以他回到中国以后，他有一个更大的光。
And the story I understand goes like this.
那据我了解，这个故事是这样子的。
He said, I cannot live without the Lord.
他说，离开了主，我就不能够生活。
And he cannot live without me.
主离开了我，他也不能够
And he said, I cannot live without my brothers and sisters.
然后他说，我离开了我的弟兄姐妹，我也不能够
生活。And they cannot live without me.
但他们离开了我，也不能够生活。
This is David's secret.
这个就是大卫的秘密。
I can't help but think this revelation changed China.
那我实在在怀疑是不是这一个启示就改变了中国。
And I believe this revelation can change us.
那我相信这个启示也可以改变我们。
All right, I really am getting in time trouble now.
那现我的时间有限。
The last point's not that long.
那最后一点也不长。
We need to think about this man, David.
我们要再想一下大卫这个人。
This man that saw this one thing.
这一个寻求这一件事的人。
Embrace this one thing.
他要抓住这一件事的人。
And this one thing was everything to him.
对他来讲，这一件事就是他所有的事。
He has a remarkable testimony in the Bible.
在圣经里面关于他有一个奇妙的见证。
I would say the most remarkable testimony in the Bible.
我甚至可以说是圣经里面最奇妙的见证。
There are things said about him that are said about no other man or woman for that matter.
因为关于这一件事呢，在圣经里面只有讲到大卫，其他的人都没有。
In particular, there are three extraordinary things said about him.
尤其是讲到了三件关于大卫特别的地方。
First of all, it is said of David.
第一个是论到大卫。
He was a man after God's own heart.
他是合神心意的人。
Think of it.
你想一想。
Think of it, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，我们想一下。
Saul's transgression at Gilgal led to his rejection.
扫罗得罪神犯罪使他以至于他被神拒绝。
You remember he was impatient and Samuel wouldn't come, so he decided he would himself slay the burnt offering.
但我们记得他有一次当撒母耳还没有来的时候，他因为心里焦急自己就勉强献上燔祭。
And Samuel the prophet came to him.
那先知撒母耳到他那里。
And Samuel's word to him was this.
撒母耳对他这样说。
Jehovah has sought him a man after his own heart.
他说耶和华为他自己寻找一个合他心意的人。
Remarkable.
非常的奇妙。
And if you look, those were Samuel's words.
注意的话，这是撒母耳所讲的。
If you look in the New Testament, you see God's word.
但你在新约的时候呢，讲到说神讲的。
It's a remarkable testimony.
是真的是奇妙的见证。
Acts 13 verse
22. 使徒行传十三章二十二节。
I'll give my brother a moment to find it.
让我给我弟兄一点时间翻到这个经文。Yes.
And having removed him, speaking of Saul, he raised up to them David for a king, of whom also bearing witness, he said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall do all of my will.
22节讲到说，既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Can you imagine a better testimony?
你可以想到比这个更美好的见证吗？
What if God said of you or me, you're a man or woman after God's own heart?
你想想看，如果神对你对我能够这样子说，你这个人是合我心意的人。
But there's more testimony about David.
但关于大卫还有更多的见证。
It says he had a perfect heart towards God.
那他那里讲到说他对神存完全的心。
Can you imagine?
你可不可以想象?
Can you imagine someone, even God saying he has a perfect heart towards God?
你可以想象到说任何一个人神会跟他说他向我存着完全的心吗?
What an amazing testimony.
这是一个奇妙的见证。
You know, the thing that is so incredible about this,
关于这件事情之所以这么奇妙
is David wasn't a perfect man.
是因为大卫其实不是一个完不是一个没有犯罪的人。
Not by any means was he a perfect man.
他其实不能够说是一个完全不犯错的人。
You remember about Bathsheba.
你记得拔示巴。
You remember about when he numbered the people.
你记得他点数民数。
David was an imperfect man.
因为大卫不是一个完全不犯罪的人。
And yet God said this testimony, he had a perfect heart towards God.
但是神为他做这个见证，说他向我存完全的心。
And not only that,
不仅如此。
Every king of Israel,
每一个大以色列的王。
And every king of Judah,
每一个犹大的王
was afterwards judged by that standard.
都是按着这个标准，按着大卫的标准来判断。
You remember the summation of those kings in the Old Testament?
你记得在旧约里面对这些王的最后的评价。
You remember it says, and his heart was not perfect towards God like David.
然后会讲到说他们不像他的列祖他不像他的先祖大卫向我存完全的心。
What a testimony.
是这样子何等的见证。
I think the testimony and the secret is this.
我相信这个见证这个秘密是这个。
God is looking for a perfect heart.
神是在寻找一个完全的心。
In an imperfect people.
是在一个不完全的人里面。
David was far from perfect.
因为大卫算不上是一个完全的。
Brothers and sisters, this should give you and me hope.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个是可以给我们何等大的鼓励。
We look at these patriarchs and we say it's impossible for us.
当我们看到了这些先祖的时候，我们说我们是配不上，我们没有办法像他们这样。
We look at Abraham and say that faith's impossible for us.
我们看到亚伯拉罕说他那样的信心是我没有的。
We look at David and say his life is impossible for us.
我们看到大卫，我们说他那样生活心智是我们没有的。
But in fact, it's possible for you and for me.
但实际上对你对我都是可能的。
Because God is looking for a perfect heart.
因为神是在寻找一个完全的心
in an imperfect people.
但是是在一个不完全的人的心中寻找。
Now here's the third testimony about David.
那关于大卫的第三个见证
It's equally extraordinary.
也是非常的奇妙。
It's in Acts 13 verse 36.
是在使徒行传的第13章的34节。
And it says of David.
那你讲到大卫。
It says he served the purpose of God in his generation.
那里讲到说大卫遵行了神的旨意，在世的时候遵行了神的旨意。
This is the one thing God is looking for.
这就是神所在寻找的一件事。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I'm getting older.
我已经年纪大了。
I was talking to Lim today. I'm close to retirement.
我跟Lim弟兄今天聊天的时候，我提到说我已经快要退休的年纪。
But you know, this life is not about your career.
但是我们要知道，我们的一生跟我们的事不是围绕我们事业。
You young people, this life is not about your education.
对年轻人来讲，我们的一生最重要的也不是我们的教育。
This is not about your job.
也不是你的工作。
This is not about your mate.
也不是你的配偶。
This is not about your family.
不是你的家庭。
This is the one thing in all of those things God is looking for.
这一件事是神在这一切的事情当中所寻找的。
Will you serve the purpose of God in your generation?
你是不是能够按着神的旨意服侍了你这一个世代的人?
If you do that,
如果你能够的话,
that will be the highest testimony that can be spoken of you.
这就是神能够对你所说的最高的一个见证。
And in those things, we see the one thing.
在这一切的事情当中，我们寻求那一件事。
Well, I hope this was a help.
我盼望这些是有点帮助。
Brothers and sisters, we saw one in the most terrific circumstances.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们看见这个非常特别的奇怪的一个环境。
That discovered the greatest secret.
在其中却找到了这最伟大的一个秘密。
That God was with him in every circumstance.
无论在各样的环境当中，神与他同在。
He discovered another great secret.
那我们也发现了，原来大卫又找到了另外一个秘密。
The secret of the Bible.
也是整本圣经的秘密。
I will never leave you or forsake you.
我不会撇下你，也不会离弃你。
He shared the one thing that was his passion that made the man.
他也把这一个他里面那个火使他成为这样子的人的这一个秘密跟我们讲。
That moved the man.
使他带给他动力的这一件事。
That motivated the man.
那影响他做事的这一件事。
It was beholding the beauty of the Lord.
是要能够瞻仰主的荣美。
A passion for God himself.
是对神这样的一个火热的心。And
a passion for the house of God.
也为神的殿有一个火热的心。And
then when the Bible looks at this man's life,
然后圣经在这回过头来看这一个人的一生的时候,
it has an extraordinary testimony about what he did.
就为他所做的事，就有这些奇妙的见证。
A man after God's own heart.
他是一个合神心意的人。
A man with a perfect heart towards God.
是一个向神存着完全的心的人。
Who was imperfect.
虽然他自己本身不是一个完全人。
And a man who served the purpose of God.
而且他是按着神的旨意服侍了那一个世代的人。
In his generation.
在那一个世代当中服侍。
Now I know some of you are saying this is just way out there.
那我相信我们当中有些人说，这个实在是好像在空中的阁楼一样。
This is just not practical for everyday living.
对我们每天的生活实在讲起来好像不切实际。
But it is.
但其实是的。
If this one thing will be your one thing,
如果这一件事就是你所追求的一件事,
you will discover how to live the Christian life.
那你就会得到怎么样子过一个基督徒生活的秘密。
It's the secret.
就是那一个秘密。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Lord, we commit these thoughts to you.
主啊，我们将这些意念交托给你。
As incomplete as they may be, we ask your Holy Spirit to breathe upon them.
即使它不完全，我们也恳求圣灵能够亲自加添能力。
To make them alive to us.
使它能够在我们的心中活起来。
And to bring us into the experience of them.
使我能够带领我们进入这个经验。
To cause this to be our reality.
使得这件事能够成为我们身上的实际。
So that you have today many Davids.
所以叫你今日能够得到许多大卫。
This we ask together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们为此我们一同奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.
I wouldn't